Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Some Things Are Worth Fighting For.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. So, what Jesus is saying here, I think, is that it's okay to fight. Even best beloveds fight, don't they? Arguments, disagreements are a part of life. Families have arguments. Best friends disagree. Like, how can you say that? How can you? And off we go. Life would be very dull if we were all exactly the same, wouldn't it? But more. Jesus is saying that some things are worth fighting for. There are big issues. For example, the future of the planet for our children. Reverence for life, from bugs to buffaloes. Defending human life from conception to death. Honesty in political life. Speaking and doing the truth in public life. Challenging the big money that's taking over the world. Jesus is saying that we have to take it on in some way, even if it's only being conscious of it, and even if it's only praying about it, or getting actively involved if we can. Christians can't live in la-la land. And I think that's what Jesus is saying. Here is our wonderful Pope Francis with his wisdom. Pope Francis says, there is a third way, and it is the best way to deal with conflict. It is the willingness to face conflict head on, to resolve it, and make it a link in the chain of a new process. And he says, blessed are the peacemakers. In this way, he goes on, it becomes possible to build communion amid disagreement, to see others in their deepest dignity. It requires acknowledging a principle indispensable to the building of friendship in society, namely that unity is greater than conflict. So let us not give up. Let us not look on and be unmoved. Let us face it. Let us face it, and let us bring peace. God bless you.